You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to Loud and Lifted. I'm your host, Betsy Hamm, and today's quick lift is a bite-sized burst of bold you didn't know you needed in under 10 minutes. This week, we're highlighting moments from our conversation with Jamie Mowry, a marketing executive and founder of She Said Golf, who empowers women to find their voice, own their message, stop playing small, and to have some fun. This one's for the women who feel stuck, silenced, or stretched thin. You don't need more hustle. You need a mindset shift, maybe a golf club, and some friends. Jamie's episode was about way more than golf. It was about community, connection, and the importance of having fun. Let's tee off to our key takeaways and action items. Up first, confidence is built sometimes slowly. If you've listened to previous episodes, you know confidence seems to be a reoccurring theme, and that's for good reason. Confidence is so important, and it's something that many women tend to struggle with. However, it's something we can actually continue to work on. And Jamie's point is that confidence is built through practice and through reps, and sometimes it is slow. I think generally I'm a fairly confident person, but you put me on a golf course, I am not confident. I don't want other people to see me golfing. I want to be far away from everybody. I get super nervous. I stress out about it. I feel awful when I shank the ball. And it's crazy. But the reason why I don't have confidence on the course, not just because I suck, it's because I don't put in the practice and the effort. I'm trying. This is my year where I'm going to put a little bit more effort into that practice and going to the driving range and taking lessons. But that same mentality and thought process is relevant to our professional careers. We've talked before about sometimes it's hard to speak up or to be comfortable to raise your hand or volunteer for something. But slowly, if you take baby steps, it becomes easier and you'll start to build that confidence. There is a great quote from Kobe Bryant, and it says, "Confidence comes from preparation." And that's so true. And think about the amazing career he had. He had to prep. He had to build his confidence slowly over time. So takeaway here, nobody crushes it on the first try. Whether you're pitching a bold idea or learning how to hit a golf ball, confidence is earned by doing the thing again and again. Also, confidence follows action. So action item for this one, show up for the reps. Swap "I'm not good at this" for "I'm still learning" or "I'm still practicing" or "I'm still growing." Don't have the negative self-talk and remember that progress over perfection every single time. Takeaway number two, forget the boys club, build your own. First of all, I think we need to stop using the word club. Club is exclusive, right? And as women, we want to be inclusive. So we've discussed the fact that the boys club still exists, always will exist. Great, good for them. And it can feel very exclusive. So we need to continue to focus on building a community, not a club. We don't need a girls club. We need a, well, women's community. Jamie talked about on the golf course how it was very exclusive and there really weren't a lot of women around, and that's literally still true today. Anytime you pit pretty much any golf course, but who cares? It doesn't matter. So they started to focus on the positive of building their own community and their own circles. And that's the takeaway here. And that, again, isn't just on the golf course. This is anywhere in life. Because by the way, if you haven't looked around, there's not many times where women aren't in the minority, whether it's in settings that are sports-like. You know, you go to the gym, you're probably one of the few women or minority. I did realize this morning that the one place that I feel like women are not in the minority is a yoga class. So if you need to be in that group where there is a lot more females than there are men, take a yoga class. Definitely recommend that. But again, the same thing from a social situation can be applied professionally. As you continue to grow in your role and as you take on more of a leadership position, a lot of times you're going to find yourself to be one of the fewer women in the room. And that's okay. It doesn't matter. That's when you continue to make those connections and build those circles to forget about the boys club and just continue to focus on building your own community. Part of the reason why people are obsessed with She Said Golf is the community feel of it. And it's the way it makes them feel when they are a part of these events. Golf, I feel like, is maybe second or third on the list. Yes, that's the reason why these groups started to form and why this community was built. But it's the way that women feel when they are at a She Said Golf event. They feel supported. It's inclusive. Oh, it's also fun. There's cheerleaders cheering for you and you feel that sense of belonging. So yes, the boys club still exists, but let's continue to focus on building our community. Action item for the week, invite someone in, whether it's a meeting, a golf round, or a happy hour. Start making a community where women feel like they belong. Number three, probably my favorite, is have some damn fun. Many of us are in a constant state of getting shit done or trying to improve. And it's overwhelming and it's exhausting. We're so worried about our families, our friends, our jobs. But the reality is we have to put ourselves first and at the top of the list. It's true. And that counts for the relaxing and the unwinding, but also to have some freaking fun. I think I'm pretty good at this one. I have to give myself credit. I'm very intentional about scheduling fun. I'm always looking ahead to the next weekend or the next time. And it can be little things like scheduling drinks or dinner with your girlfriends. Sometimes it's bigger. I have my high school girlfriends that we go away at least once a year on a girls' weekend trip, which I love so much. And of course, fun doesn't mean just with your friends, but a lot of times that's definitely a break. But also planning things intentionally with your partner or your spouse and even your kids. For me, it's planning trips or getaways. And whether it's just for the day to go somewhere, maybe it's to a baseball game. But of course, then there's always those nice, long anticipated vacations. So I like to have things on the calendar that I look forward to, and I definitely love to have fun. Always have been in the mindset of work hard, but also play hard. And fun isn't just fluff, it's fuel. It reduces stress, it boosts creativity, and makes life way more enjoyable. And joy, by the way, is also a leadership trait too. Action item, join the walking group, take the yoga class, say yes to happy hour, hit the golf course. Plan a trip. Schedule fun on purpose. You have to be intentional. Treat it like it matters because it does. Confidence, that comes from reps. Community, that's our secret weapon. And fun, that's the fuel, not the reward. So show up messy, take up space, build your life with boldness and belly laughs. You're not behind. You're just getting warmed up because the only thing standing between where you are and where you want to be is just to get started. If you haven't listened to Jamie's episode, please do so. And if you found this episode to be right on par for you, please like it and share it with a friend. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and now also on TikTok for even more content. Until next time, keep swinging and have some fun.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.